It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Petrochemical plants are a familiar sight along the Gulf Coast, but not in this part of the country. However, that could change. There are possible plans for Shell Oil Company to build a large chemical plant in Beaver County. Here to tell us what this could mean for the region is Reed Frazier, reporter for the Allegheny Front, whose stories on the petrochemical boom begin airing this week. Reed Frazier, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good to be here, Paul.
And if you have a comment or a question, you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And on Twitter at ESSPGH, #EPLive. Reed Frazier, you went to the Gulf Coast this summer and toured an ethane cracker and areas where a lot of these chemicals are produced. What did you see and what kind of a glimpse did that give into what is being proposed for Beaver County?
Yeah, well, so one thing you got to understand is that this chemical industry in the U.S. is undergoing basically a revolution, and it's all being fueled by fracking. And the way it works is that we're tapping into these shale formations like the Marcellus in Pennsylvania, and there's other formations out there in the country that are getting tapped, and they're heavy in something called ethane. And ethane is what would be fed into the Beaver County ethane cracker. And ethane is the sort of the basis for ethylene, which is the most commonly produced petrochemical. It's in sort of everything.
Like what? What would be some examples?
Like any of the food plastics, the wrappers.
Tupper? Oh, okay. Like a Saran wrap?
Yeah. If you look on the bottom of like a yogurt container, it'll say PET or LDPE. That's low density polyethylene. Anything.
Tupperware?
Tupperware could be polypropylene, which is also made in a cracker. But learning a lot about all those recycle symbols at the bottom of my containers in my fridge. But the shale gas is especially rich in these so-called natural gas liquids. And so what's happened is there's so much ethane flowing through the pipelines in the U.S. that it's gotten really cheap for chemical makers to buy. And so what they're doing is they're expanding all their operations in the Gulf Coast. And the Gulf Coast is where approximately half or so of the chemical capacity in the U.S. exists. And in fact, in Texas and Louisiana, there's six of these world-scale ethane crackers that are going to take advantage of the natural gas liquids that are flowing that are going to be built. And the so there's one planned for Beaver County or proposed mm-hmm. for Beaver County. There's six that are definitely going to go in Texas and Louisiana. And the plants that aren't, and even if they're not building a new one, I toured a plant in Texas where they're switching from just using crude oil to using crude oil and natural gas. So there's a big switch going on, not just for makers of ethylene, but also fertilizer and other basic chemicals.
And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering how that's possible because, you know, these plants that process oil have been around for decades, I would imagine, and then all of a sudden they're going to accommodate natural gas. How is that even possible?
Yeah, I mean, you can just change change some of the equipment around the cracker is a very – it's really actually quite simple as a piece of technology. You run gas or oil through a pipe, and you heat that pipe up to 2,000 degrees. And when it gets that hot, it's so hot that the molecules break down and form ethylene and some other chemicals like propylene. So they can basically just tweak their furnaces basically to run either or. And so basically, not to bore you with numbers,
no,
but about 50% of the ethylene supply was made from crude oil a few years ago. And now that's back up to 80% because of all this cheap natural gas. And natural gas is what's making – I just read a report that said that the U.S. is now about the cheapest place in the world to make plastic. almost as cheap as the Middle East, which is, as everybody knows, is kind of overflowing with abundant oil and gas. So it's really just changed the whole. I mean, they were shutting factories down in the Gulf Coast a few years ago. Now they're building new ones.
And this is why you really can't go into too much detail for anybody that doesn't understand this, and I'll include myself, in terms of how these plants process. From what you're saying, it sounds like what an ethane cracker does is it takes the raw materials and helps to convert that into the material that is used to make these plastics and other goods.
Yeah, ethylene is really an intermediary. It's used – you don't really just go to the store and buy some ethylene. Give me some ethylene.
Yeah.
No, you go and what you get is polyethylene. It's thousands or lots of these ethylene molecules strung together in long chains that make all the like textiles like polyester. They go into antifreeze, lots of chemicals. So it's sort of the base of the pyramid of a lot of the finished products that we buy.
So that is what this plant in Beaver County would do?
That's correct. And one thing that Shell is mulling or considering is whether to build a couple extra plants that would then process the ethylene into polyethylene and some of these other, you know, closer to the market materials. And that's kind of the end goal for the state of Pennsylvania and the development officials that are really behind this project is that that's what they want to see. They want to see plants spring up around it that would then take the ethylene and process it into all kinds of things and, along the Gulf, you won't just see one of these plants. You'll see lots of different kinds of plants clustered together around an ethane cracker or a refinery that'll make things like tires, especially around Houston. There's a lot of styrene butadiene tire plants that sort of use one part of the process that maybe is sort of a byproduct, but they can use it to make something else. So that there are these like vast complexes that are connected with pipelines and rail lines. That's the kind of thing that the state of Pennsylvania has in mind to build in or to encourage companies to build in Beaver County.
So as you were traveling around the Gulf Coast region this summer, how did residents there feel about living with this industry?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. It's sort of a two-headed, two-pronged thing. You know, they're very cognizant that this is, chemicals are inherently dangerous. They can blow up. If they get out of the plant, they can make you sick. So there's sort of an environmental public health conscience that pretty much everyone has. But they also realize that this is their bread and butter. This is what makes the region's economy go. And even the people who are, cautious and leery about the environmental impacts say, where will we get our jobs if these factories go? I've talked to people who, during a flood got chemicals in their house. And I said, well, don't you want this? Wouldn't you like this industry to go away? And they said, no, I mean, this is where we get our economy. So it's like this sort of a two-headed answer to that. And it's very similar, as I was, traveling around through Houston and Louisiana to what I imagine this region was like in Pittsburgh a couple generations ago, where people kind of realized the air probably wasn't so great for them, but this is the bread and butter of the
town.
During
the steel boom in Pittsburgh.
Yes, exactly.
And before we get into some of the environmental concerns here, what is the potential for jobs that this plant could bring to the region, to our region?
Yeah, it's hard to say. And everything that's been kind of produced is sort of a speculative, based on reports that the chemical industry has put out. But the jobs number is roughly to build the plant itself. These are mammoth facilities that would take years to build. Up to 10,000 people would be working on it at peak employment. If the plant does go in, the state's anticipating around 17,000 jobs around in sort of suppliers and other companies that want to co-locate around Beaver County. So it's fairly big. I mean, just adding 17,000 jobs in this region would be, you know, a big economic impact for sure. Now, most of those jobs would be, in fact, very few of those jobs would be in the cracker plant itself. It would only need about 400 people to run. And it's kind of an astonishing, I mean, these companies spend billions of dollars to build these plants along the Gulf. And then you ask, well, how many people work there? Well, the first plant's going to take, you know, we're going to need 150 people. And the second plant's only going to need 35 because we got, you know, some redundancies there that we can reduce. So the plants themselves are largely automated. These are high-tech jobs. And the jobs that do exist are very, you know, they're very well paying. But a lot of the other jobs will be for, you know, for example, contractors that supply these plants or do things that the plants need on an everyday basis.
We're talking with Reed Frazier, reporter for the Allegheny Front, whose series on the petrochemical boom begins airing this week. And we're looking specifically at the plans for building a plant, a large chemical plant in Beaver County. Shell Oil Company is proposing that. Reed, how do environmental groups feel about the presence of, or the prospect at least, of the building of this plant?
It's a good question. So I think they're, in general, they're pretty leery. They're sort of, it's almost assured that this would be a large new source of air pollution or air emissions. And they look at the Gulf Coast and they see that there have been, for instance, Houston, which would be sort of analogous to Pittsburgh, although Houston's a much bigger city. Houston used to have some of the worst air in America. In fact, for a couple of years, it ranked worse than Los Angeles back around 1999, 2000. And they took a look, the scientists took a look at what was going on with the air there, and they found these huge leaks from ethylene plants, the same kind of plant that Shell is proposing to build here. Now, the flip side of that story is that after they figured out where the leaks were coming from, they fixed a lot of the leaks and a lot of the emissions, and they cleaned the air up quite a bit. Now, Houston is still a big city with a lot of industry, and it's still, you know, number seven or so in the country in terms of ozone pollution. But so I think environmental groups here are leery about it, and it's almost a certainty that they're going to be watching this plant very carefully.
Clearly there are some environmental risks involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So ethylene, if it leaks out of your plant, it's one of the most highly reactive volatile organic compounds that there is. And what that means is it's very good at making smog or ozone, which can lead to respiratory and problems and cardiac problems, heart attacks and things like that. And this is something that this industry has struggled with because of other things. The industry has, but also Pittsburgh is currently not an attainment for ozone. So it's, something that both environmental groups, but also the state and federal regulators will be paying close attention to.
If this plant is built, when would it be up and operating?
Well, the one estimate I've heard from industry experts is around 2020. Since it's kind of going into a new place that's not really set up yet for the petrochemical industry, it would take more stuff to build, more rail lines and rights of way and things. And they take years to build. It's not like throwing up a house somewhere. It's a lot of infrastructure.
And if the plant in Beaver County is successful, is there a potential for more plants to be built in this region?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one thing that the state's really interested in. That's why they've offered up so much in terms of tax credits and tax breaks for this area. They want to see, you know, for instance, plants that make PVC pipe, the white pipe, plumbing pipe that you put in your, you know, in your house, or, you know, industrial resins, or, you know, all kinds of plastics that can be made with ethylene. You know, Shell's basically going into a region, the Marcellus, where ethane production is really skyrocketing. And there's, in fact, there's so much ethane in the pipelines now that the chemical industry can't use it. They're turning it away at the pipeline, and they're using it for fuel and other parts of the supply chain, which is not as high value as it would be if you were to use it for to make it into plastics and chemicals, which are value-added products.
Well, we'll certainly be following the progress of this, and reporter Reed Fraser joining us in Studio A. His series on the petrochemical boom begins airing Saturday morning at 7:30 on the Allegheny Front here on 90.5 WESA. Reed Fraser, as always, great thanks.
Good to be here, Paul.
Coming up, Bruce Katz, co-author of The Metropolitan Revolution on what makes the city unique. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.